the first solo album was, I was in America, and Mick came over and he said, you know, you should make a record now. And I said, well, we just finished with Martin, and I'd been in hospital, and I said, I'm not really sure that's a good idea. And he's like, no, we should go now while you're emotional.
So
he went back to England and formed a band. I went back a couple of weeks later and changed the drummer, and then we went in, and the stuff we went in with, we didn't come out with. We were in there 6 weeks, and we came out with a completely different record. Once Bitten, a lot of those songs were written while we were in there, you know.
Right.
Which is a scary thing to do. It's not something I like doing, but that's how it worked on that particular record.
Now, you said you wrote Once Bitten in 10 hours. Did you start it out writing with that cool guitar riff that starts the song?
I started out, I was around Ronson had a place around the back of the Albert Hall in London, and he had a little drum machine. And it was in the days of drum machines infancies, and this thing had like rumba, samba, you know,
right,
a regular little rock snare. So I just pressed them all. There was about 7 knobs. I pressed them all, and then you got this this was coming back at me.
Right.
So that's how that started, yeah.
Okay.
And I turned open G and just sort of rolled along with it, you know.
Okay, great.